Hi, this is Jeff Curto, and welcome to episode number 143 of Camera Position, the podcast about the creative side of photography. A number of years ago, I had the great good fortune of having a friend who was also a professional chef and owned and cooked at a restaurant just a few blocks from where I lived. It was sort of the best of all possible worlds. It was a fine dining restaurant with a terrific bar and a wonderful bartender and lots of really cool people that hung out at this place. And the food, of course, was phenomenally good. And it was a place that I spent quite a lot of time. And in that time, I became very good friends with the chef and owner of the restaurant, this guy named Joel. And Joel would, on occasion, sometimes during the weekends, Joel would come to my house. You know, when the restaurant was closed, he'd come over, and there'd be a few people over, and we'd be drinking some wine, and he'd say, "So let's cook something." And I'd say, "Well, Joel, you don't really want to cook. I mean, you've been cooking all week." And he said, "Oh, no. There's a difference here." And he said, "You know how there is, the professional fisherman who goes out all the time and has to come back with something that they catch because that's how they put dinner on the table for their family, by catching and selling fish." He said, "Those same fishermen got involved in fishing because they enjoyed the sport of it. So there's a difference between professional fishing and sport fishing." And he said, "What I'm about to do is what I think of as sport cooking." Sport cooking. And that phrase has stuck with me for years and years and years, sport cooking. And I often think about it when I'm thinking about making photographs, and I'm thinking about photographs that I'm in a location where I need to make the photographs that I need to make. I'm not going to be back in that location anytime in the near future, or I've got a client waiting for the photographs that I'm about to make, and they're counting on me to make those photographs. And so in some ways, the pressure's on to produce a product that works for me as the client of the fine art photograph, or for the professional client that I might have who might need photographs that I'm going to make for them. And in those cases, I suppose what I'm doing is professional photography. But every once in a while, and especially more and more lately, I've been doing what I call sport photography. And it reminds me, it takes me back to the photographs that I made when I was a young person, when I was a teenager and just encountering photography, just basically learning photography, learning photography in the little darkroom that my dad had set up for me in the basement of my house, or at the camera club at my high school, and recognizing that what I could do with photography is wander the world and respond to the world in some way that was no pressure. It was fun. It was enjoyable. It was, for lack of a better phrase, sport photography. The idea that what I can do is just go and enjoy myself and not worry too much about the outcome and see what happens when I point the camera in that particular direction, at that particular subject, in that particular light, at that particular time. So, especially for those of you out there who are practicing photographers, working photographers who are producing product all the time. And I know you're out there because you write to me and let me know that that's what you're doing. And I've known so many professional photographers in my life who often say, "You know, I really don't make pictures for fun anymore." And that's really too bad. It's really a shame. And I'm hoping that what you can encounter, what you can embrace, is this notion of sport photography, the sport cooking of the photography world, the sport cooking, the sport fishing, you name it, something that doesn't have a serious nature to it, that allows you to engage with this medium that we love so much. Put a lens that you haven't put on the camera in a long time. Don't worry about the rest of the gear and get out into the world and just make some photographs in a joyous way without thinking about whether or not the picture is going to be some sort of serious endeavor. So embrace sport photography, the sport cooking of photography, and go do that. You know, go out there right now in the world and just wander around with your camera and maybe take those pictures that you might have taken 100 times before. And just enjoy the idea that photography is there in our lives, helps us to engage our world in a particular way. I think you'll enjoy yourself, and I think you might actually learn something about the way in which you engage the world. So thanks for joining me, and I hope to see you on the next episode of Camera Position, the podcast about the creative side of photography.